Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Won't You Date Me? A podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though if you asked me, I would use your cum as mouthwash every day.
Minty fresh.
I'm also a little sick. I was sick in the other episode. I'm just sick. Okay, the person you heard TV heeing. He hosts Las Culturistas.
Yes.
He also is the co-host of What the Taco, RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, the only one in America. Matt Rogers.
Hi, I am also getting over an illness.
I mean, LA is sick.
LA, it's something in the air. Is it the smog?
It's probably the smog mixed with the rain we've been having.
I think this is so.
My God.
I did go on a hike today to clear my mind and my chest.
Wow. Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with several friends who all say hello, by the way.
Oh, who are the friends?
Greta Titelman, Blair Saki, and the man of Greta's life, Abe Schwartz.
I don't know Abe.
But he says hello anyway, and he's a lovely man. You'd love him.
He's so hot.
The hottest.
Greta just posted a picture of him, and I was like, oh, Greta.
And you can see him at Gertie Bird and at Abe Schwa.
Yo, back, bitch.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to hop all over. No, I'm kidding. I would never do that to a friend.
I threatened to kill her for her life every day. Yeah.
She like lives in a cute house. She's got a cute fiancé.
You came over and saw it.
Oh my God. It is such a fucking cute house. I need to get my affairs in order.
Well, you got fountains that need fixing.
I just had them removed today.
Okay, and?
And it is wild how much damage they have done.
Oh, no.
Water is not a good idea.
No, water features are a pain in the arse.
No, why would you, like, a pool is a headache enough.
Right.
Why would you put fountains anywhere?
Because you think they're going to look nice, I think.
And they did look nice, and I was very happy to have them, but then they just collect water, and it's been raining so much.
And also water, the thing about water is it can become dirty water.
Yes, and then you get mosquitoes.
Oh, honey.
Yes.
They love to hang.
And then they
want to
feast on my fat little body.
Let me tell you, I love when, like, when I was little, I lived on Long Island and, like, there was mosquitoes all about. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, they like you because you're sweet. And I was like, okay, do I have to be a dick then? Like,
do I start being rude so these fuckers stop biting me?
Get out of here. There's nothing more annoying. Noah shouldn't have had them on the ark. And think about it. They must have been there, honey.
You just saw me break. I was like, well, what? How did Noah wrangle mosquitoes?
He had the power of God.
I guess he had a net, and then he hung them in the ark, and they just buzzed around.
Or it was faith.
Yes.
Come on, Faith.
Yes. Oh, Jesus Lord. Did you go to church growing up?
I did.
You didn't go to a black church, did you?
I did not. Although I wish it was. And guess what my mom said the other day?
Uh-huh.
She goes, so my grandmother just passed away. I was down.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was in New York, like at her funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, they had another funeral in Florida where she lives, so all mm-hmm. her old friends could come. Mm-hmm. So like, they had the funeral, but it wasn't a mass. And my dad said to my mom, I really feel the need to go to a mass. And the only mass that was going on was this, like, all Latino mass. And they spoke not one word of English. But my mom goes to me, but it was so fun. They whipped out a guitar. Everyone was singing and enjoying themselves. I'm like, because white people are bad. Like, we're so boring.
So funny. Like, the first time I went to a white church service,
uh-huh.
I was like, whoa, this is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the robes the priest was wearing were, like, just heavy, and everyone was somber, and the way everyone sang along to stuff, I was like, where's the fucking joy?
Oh, no one can sing. That's like a rule of the church is that no one should be able to sing or carry a tune at all. It's like everyone's got the most wooden, flat, and also sharp at the same time voice. Everyone's a mess. No one looks good. The priest is always saying
horrible
shit.
And that was another thing.
Shit.
Like, people were in jeans, and I was like, I could never wear jeans to a church service.
Nuh-uh.
Are you kidding? Growing up, I had like an Easter hat.
Yeah. Oh, real? Did you wear a hat?
I wore Easter hats. Oh. Me and my sister wore matching Easter outfits. You better believe there were shoulder pads involved. I looked like a little mini businesswoman going to church.
Amazing.
Like, I was like, I'm going to serve my God and also file some taxes.
And also serve him fashion. So you were a churchgoer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I went to church. Oh my God, like every Sunday from birth to about 16, went to vacation Bible school in the summer, had to go to Sunday school every Sunday. I made the mistake of joining the choir. And my mother, when I was like, oh, I'm done, she was like, no, you're not. You're going to sing for God. And my sister wasn't in the choir, and I don't know why I had to continue.
Someone had to be there. The buyers had to be represented.
I guess so. And then when I got baptized, I remember that vividly. I was a little fat child, and that fucking pastor had some issues dipping me.
Oh, come on.
He dipped me twice because he was like,
we got to get this whole baby wet.
I was like, you know how you pick up a brick and you're like, oh shit, that's heavier than I thought. I was his brick. He like dipped me and was like, fuck. My God.
I'm constantly so nervous that those babies are going under that water too long. Mm-hmm. I was like, where's the rule book on how to do this?
There is no rule book. Yeah, they truly just vaguely plug your nose and dip you back.
I don't need it.
I didn't need it. And then you're wet, and then you have to change, and then everyone's like, good job. And I'm like, for what?
Yeah. Did you get like, so you had like a confirmation, right?
No.
I was Roman Catholic.
Oh, I was raised Baptist.
A Baptist.
Southern Baptist.
We did a confirmation. So this is weird. Like, I think my parents were like, let's just get them confirmed in case God is real. And then later we won't go to church ever again. So I got confirmed. And what they make you do is they make you choose a confirmation name.
Yes.
So you pick one of the saints, and that's like part of your name. So my name is Matthew Richard Rogers, but also my real name is allegedly Matthew Richard Christopher Rogers, because I chose also the Boris whitest name.
You did.
For fear
Christopher is very boring.
For fear that I would spice it up too much and they'd be like, that's a gay kid picking a spicy name. I almost chose Blaze.
Wait, Blaze is a saint?
Honey. Yeah, allegedly.
Really?
Yeah, it was either going to be Christopher or Blaze, which is like a Pocahontas situation. Shall I choose the smoothest course or marry Kokoum? Nonsense.
Should have married Kokoum.
Well, I feel I did marry Kokoum in choosing Christopher. And then the rocky path would have been to be Blaze.
Blaze is fun. What is Blaze the saint of?
I mean,
coolness.
I guess like being chill. Being fucking sick.
I'm Saint Blaise, and I'm like the patron saint of being, how you say, sick.
I'm fucking chill, like I smoke weed.
That's so weird to have like a confirmation where they're like, we give you an extra name.
Yeah.
Religion is such a strange thing.
Yeah, I would even go as far as to say bad. I also like was driving, we had lunch today across from the Scientology building.
And on I was Franklin?
Like, yes, on Franklin.
Were you at Birds, Poubelle, or Franklin and Company?
No, wait. I was at, it was the big, the other Scientology center that looks like a ride in Walt Disney World.
Oh.
Not the Celebrity Center.
Oh, okay.
This is like...
In Los Feliz?
I know. Oh, maybe? I don't know. There's one that's like a big, like... bluish purplish building with the word Scientology in big letters.
By the Vista.
By the Vista. Mm-hmm, so I was having lunch across the street from that and I'm like, my God, this screams we have something to hide. Every window is shut. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. That's not normal.
It's not normal. And I fell into Scientology for a hot second.
You did not.
I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but I was walking through. So if I did, I'm sorry. My normal producer, Marissa, is not here for me to be like, Marissa, did I talk about this? And Clementine, she don't fucking know.
But I want to know about it now.
So I was walking in Times Square with my old roommate, Jen Jen, and this very blonde, happy woman goes, do you like to smile? And I was like, huh, I fucking love smiling. And she's like, follow me. And Jen Jen was like, we're not following her. And I was like, but I already am. Come on.
But I love to smile.
So we go to the Scientology Center. And she was like, Nikki, this is Scientology. We can't do this. And I was like, but we can.
Oh, my God.
So then we watch this video. Yep. The whole consensus of the video is what happens in your past affects your future.
Yep.
I had been to maybe two therapy sessions. And I was like, breakthrough.
I'm in.
This is God. This is of course. How did I never realize this?
The answer in
front
of me.
So then they split us up. Ugh. We took an aptitude test, an IQ test, and a problem-solving test. And then after that, you wait alone in a room, and then a man comes in, and he goes, well, he said to me, so your IQ is slightly above average. And I was like, ding, ding, thank you. I got distracted.
Oh, my God.
And then he goes, you're not very good at problem-solving, and I would be worried that you would kill yourself if you weren't so lazy. But Scientology can help. And I was like... What?
Oh,
you think I want to kill myself, but I'm too lazy to do that?
That doesn't track for me.
It was pretty rude. And I was like, well, and that was at a time where like I was happy, happier. And so then I was like, well, I don't really have money for like the classes because they tell you how much the classes are. And I was like, I can't afford that. And I was holding a Duane Reade bag. I think Duane Reade's are gone, are they?
No, they're not. They're all over.
But they're now owned by Walgreens. It's like Duane Reade by Walgreens.
Duane Reade by Walgreens, but they are like, all over. They're okay. Like squirrels in New York. You can't
I love
throw
my
a rock
Duane
without
Reade.
Hitting one.
I miss Duane Reade.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, so I was holding a Duane Reade bag, DR, and he goes, well, where'd you get the money to buy that stuff from Duane Reade? And I was like,
oh, fuck you.
Yeah, which is like a very good trick. And I was like, oh, I used my dad's credit card because it was... At the time, I had my daddy's credit card, but then I left it in a cab, and then he cut me off.
Oh, no.
Great story.
Yeah.
And I was like, my dad, and he was like, well, have your dad just buy you the Dianetics book. And I was like, okay, well, I'd have to call him first. And he's like, call your dad.
Oh,
we'll wait.
My
I was like,
God.
Okay. So I opened my flip phone. Ding, 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 ding. Call my dad. My sister's home from college. And he was like, what do you want? And I was like, I want to buy a Scientology book. And he's like, what kind of book? And I was like, Dianetics or like this one book called Problems with Work. And he's like, well, you need a better job. Buy it. What is it? Scientology? And then I hear my sister in the background going, no. And then we hung up. I bought the book and it was impossible to read.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I also did this.
Did you?
But as a joke. So I knew what it was all about.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Lizzie and I, we were best friends at the time. And we went into the Scientology building. Like we gave fake names. And we saw the video that you're describing, and I remember it well. It was kind of like, you don't understand how fucked up you are because it's buried in buried in your mind. So you need us to help unearth this shit because not even you know how fucked up you are.
Yep.
And I was like, even though I was there fully as like a full joke, and this is when you could kind of still joke about it.
Yes.
Now it's like fully a known cult that hurts people.
Yeah.
But at the time I was
Shelley?
Like, yeah, right. Where is Shelley Miscavige? We need to know.
It's crazy that a grown ass woman is missing and we're all like, okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Also, where's that Malaysian plane?
Yeah. Oh, hello.
That's a full ass plane.
Did they never find out where that Malaysian plane was?
No.
Oh.
And we're all just taking planes like it's nothing.
Whenever
I fly over like an ocean, I'm like, this could be it.
No,
we could just like go down or fucking disappear.
Is it psychotic that I won't? I don't love flying. Mm-hmm. I've been to Europe once, but the whole time I was like, because we're over water, it's different. We could die. And so when I'm flying over land, I'm like, there's no way. There's no way this is going down.
I, on planes... I like wake up from a nap and I go, what if we all stop believing? Will this plane go down?
Honestly, it's belief that's putting it up in the air.
And I've had people explain it to me and I'm like, I think it's magic.
It doesn't make sense.
It's magic.
Also, whenever you're about to take off and they're like, oh, we're having an issue with the engine. I'm like, okay, then we should get off.
We should fucking get the fuck off.
And they're always like, oh, it'll take us 15 minutes to fix this problem with the engine. I'm like, no, no, no. That's when I become Whoopi Goldberg. Famously Whoopi, she don't fly.
Nope. She takes buses everywhere.
Yep. And that's when I become a full Whoopi and I'm like, okay, well then this doesn't make this sense.
Let's not fucking do this.
Despite it being safer literally to fly than it is to drive.
Isn't that crazy that it's safer to fly than drive? I was on a plane where we had emergency land because the plane was leaking fuel.
Oh no.
The flight attendants were freaking out. They were like hustling and everyone's like, but I'm not done with my wine. And I was like, you don't see these women freaking out who fly for a fucking living.
Oh my God.
I was like, we might fucking die. And then we landed and they were like, get off the plane. Do not take any belongings. And I was like, this is fucking serious. Yeah. There was like EMTs and fire trucks there. Holy it was like this shit. Whole thing. And I was like, we're not getting back on this plane. No. Are you kidding? So I like pulled my shit out of the overhead. And they were like, get off the plane. And I was like, well, I'm getting off and I'm not getting back on. So then they were trying to act like they were going to put us back on the plane. I was talking to the customer service lady and I said, I don't want to get on an unsafe plane. She goes, we would never put you on an unsafe plane. I was like, you just had me on one.
You just did.
And she went, touche. And I said, bitch, you can't say touche.
She went, touche.
You can't say touche. Put me on a different plane.
No, I was on a plane last night. I actually landed quite early this morning. And they said over the loudspeaker, hi, everyone. If there's a doctor or nurse on the plane, we do need you in the back. I was like, no, 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 no. See, what's going on?
Yes.
You can't just say something like that. Like, say what's up. Because that could be one of those airborne illnesses type shit.
Uh-huh. There's a man in the back who's got boils and it's spreading.
No. And you know what it was?
What?
Some idiot. Put an earbud too far in their ear. They needed to watch whatever bullshit they were watching on the plane so bad. Joy with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh my God.
That they lodged this earbud in their ear and a nurse had to come back and help it get out.
That's very funny.
I couldn't fathom forcing something into my ear like that.
Oh my God.
But earbuds are problematic.
They are problematic, but like, if it's not going, don't force it in your fucking ear. What are you doing?
No, or also just like know your own ears. Like you're an adult. You need to get these ones like I'm wearing right now.
Yes, the nothing noise wrong with canceling Beats by Dre.
Yes.
Or I have Bose because I got them for free.
There you go, and free Bose.
And I also have some Beats. One stays in my car for the gym here, and one is my travel ones.
Oh,
you better believe
those
Beats are too tight on my head and give me a headache. I can't figure out how to make them looser.
I need to not have them in my ear because I have little weird ear holes. And
do you?
I do. Like, and shit is constantly falling out. Like, they don't just stay in. Like, you know those little AirPods that they have?
Oh, yeah. I can't have the AirPods. Are you fucking kidding me? Also, you look stupid as fuck.
So dumb.
I don't like them. I'm not here for them. I was on a plane once and this lady was like having an emergency and she like needed to be close to the bathroom. So they asked someone in first class to switch seats with her. And then that's it.
Oh.
She seemed fine. I was like, I think you just got a free upgrade and displaced somebody.
Yeah, probably.
And I was like, homegirl's onto something.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is make a stink. They will give you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also, you know what's the biggest hack is whenever they say, hey, if anyone wants to push their flight to later, we'll give you a fucking $1 million or whatever it is. That is crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I always say yes because
they let you
pick. It's not even like you'll get a flight that's equal to the value of this one. It's like, no, you can pick a $500 flight, a $400 flight, or a $300 flight.
Oh.
It's one of the biggest like upgrades you can get if you're willing to wait.
I've only done it once and I said, how much money will you give me?
Mm-hmm.
And they told me a number and I said, I'll wait.
Did it work?
Yes.
There you go.
I got like $1,000.
Yeah.
On like a fucking American Express gift card. And I was like, that is acceptable.
Yeah.
Everywhere, baby.
100%. It's American Express.
So excited. So we've talked for a full 17 minutes, not about dating. And it's a dating podcast. But also like, I don't have any good dating stories because I've been taking a break. Because I got my feelings hurt.
No, somebody did that to you?
Yeah, but it's okay. I'm working through it.
Somebody hurt me, but I'm just constant. I'm like taking that and I'm actually going full bore. I'm like, I wasn't fucking at all in 2018. Mm-hmm. In 2019, I'm happy to report that I'm fucking.
That's great. Okay, so 2019, I haven't said it out loud, but I keep saying 2020 is going to be my year, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be in a relationship in 2020. So I think the universe has been like, so 2019 is going to be dry, bitch.
No.
Because I have had no luck on the apps. Because I was taking a break, and then I like jumped back in, made a sex date with a person who I like, act like I know him. We matched uh-huh. on Bumble, uh-huh. and he was like, hey, Nicole. And I was like, hey, you. And he's like, is it weird that we know each other? And I was like, no, it's better. What's your phone number? Let's go out. He's like, this is moving very fast. And I was like, exactly. Let's do this.
From comedy, did you know him?
Yes.
Ooh.
And then he was like, well, I'm actually dating someone right now, and it's not exclusive, so, like, I don't know what you're looking for. And I was like, oh, I'm not looking to hang out with other straight dudes.
No.
That's not fun for most women. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're down to fuck, I'll fuck you because I know exactly what this is.
Yes.
And my feelings can't get hurt because right. you're with homegirl. And he was like, okay, let's do it. So then we made a sex appointment, and then I got my period that day.
No.
And I was like, cool, universe. I see what's up. You're cock blocking me. So when I texted him, I was like, I got my period. I'll see you in 7 fucking days. There's an alarm in my fucking phone. I'm texting you. So then he beat me to the punch and texted me. He's like, actually, things got more serious with homegirl. So, like, I don't think I'm in a place to fuck right now. And I was like, all right, well, if homegirl fades away, hit me up. I'll fuck you till you die.
I'll fade
and
back in.
Yeah. So then I was like, okay, universe. You're fucking it up for me.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I was like very depressed last year and kind mm-hmm. of not feeling myself, like looking in the mirror and being like, it's not gonna happen. And now I'm kind of like back in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where I'm at.
Ooh.
I'm dating one very nice guy.
Yes.
And I'm also fucking a fuckboy.
Yes.
So
girl,
it's like,
get your emotions met and then get your dick sucked raw.
It's again the Pocahontas narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I choose the smoothest course and marry Cocoam or go on this rocky journey that will lead to war?
Ugh, I fucking love it. I feel like that's best case scenario. But also, for me right now, I do want to be in a relationship.
Me
for a
too.
Long time, I didn't know. But now I'm like, I want to, I've said this before, I know, I'm just looking for someone to spend the next chunk of time with.
Yes.
Like, I don't want a forever person because I don't believe in that.
Right.
I believe that you have several great loves.
100%.
And some of those great loves aren't great per se, but
yeah.
they taught you something.
Yes. I mean, I've had one relationship. How many relationships have you been in?
Zero. None. Not one.
I've had one, and before that, it was, like, a mm-hmm. zero thing. I think just because, like, I'm gay, and, like, I don't know.
Are you?
Yeah!
I wish that was the gay calling.
That's the gay,
like,
honestly,
when you walk into Mickey's, you have to go, woo, 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 wee!
The dog in the room just, like, perked up, and he's like, I know,
he
right?
He was like, girl,
girl, you're
I
telling
know.
Me.
Please.
But I was in a relationship for like 2.5 years and
wow, that's a long time.
It was a long time. And also like leaving that relationship, the most painful thing I've ever been through.
Mm.
Like I actually compare it to like the pain of like this summer where I like came out of the closet and started to tell people. Like it mm-hmm. was just like such a hard thing. It feels like you're grieving. It feels like mourning a death.
Well, that's what my therapist said.
Yeah.
She was like, you're allowed to grieve relationships no matter how long they were.
Yes.
Because it is like a death because you're not going to speak to that person truly unless you stay friends, which right. I don't know if that's super healthy to stay friends with someone that you love.
Yeah, we are friends.
Oh, are you?
We are.
Is it good?
It's good, but let me tell you the tea.
Okay.
So we were together for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed living together for 6 months after that.
Oh, my God.
Because that's New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I did not have the time or patience to be finding a new apartment. It's my least favorite thing in the world.
You gotta get that first and last and security.
Yep, 100%. It's not easy
it's
to come
expensive.
With the money. Very. And so we were living together, and suffice to say, he had an interaction with someone that I knew from my past, like
mm-hmm.
a good friend of mine that I went to college with, actually was my roommate in college.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, I'm not comfortable with this. This is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I moved out of the apartment eventually. Come to find out about three to 6 months later, I don't remember the exact timeline, but we had not been platonic, me and my ex. Like
uh-huh.
We were still calling each other our nicknames, still saying I love you, still like making out, hooking up, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I find out that they're like dating. My ex-boyfriend of 2.5 years and was dating my
fucking college roommate,
who was one of my best friends in college.
Ugh.
So they moved in, have since moved in together, have become serious in the way that we were. And it was really painful.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't know. I really feel like I got to the other side with it, because it's like, now I'm kind of like, you know what? The whole time our relationship didn't work out because we couldn't make each other happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's happy, so I can figure out how to be happy too. I'm not going to like hate them because mm-hmm. they figured out something that makes them both happy. You know what I mean? I say it to people and they're mm-hmm. like, oh, that sucked. He broke a code. Your boyfriend's like, you know, that's like abusive, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like,
it's not abusive.
You know what? It's not abusive. It's just like was it ultimately one of the most thoughtful thing in the world? No, but they've like sort of fell in love with each other, sort of.
Yeah,
they are.
And you can't help who you love.
No.
And I think that's a very zen, mature way to handle it. That
took
like
a while.
They're happy and you can be happy too.
Yeah, all my friends are like, well, you know, it's like, oh, I think they think the thing I want to hear is like, you know, fuck them. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, guys, no, it's if I can forgive them, y'all can
yes,
forgive them.
You can forgive them too. I think that's what friends do in any relationship. You're the best, fuck them, they're the worst. And
yeah.
It's like, well, no, they're actually not the worst. They're actually like a
help.
Really great person, and I'm trying to be not petty about this.
Right.
Because I am trying to be not the bigger person, but just like trying to find peace about something.
And there's also like for example, you saying like you want a boyfriend. I said this too. And I think like when you do get in a relationship, you will learn a few things. Chiefly, it is so hard to give time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, especially when you do what we do.
Yeah.
Like, and also when you are the center of your own world mm-hmm. for good reason, it's just the sacrifices are big. And
yes.
also the sort of comparison between you and your partner, even if they're not doing what you
mm-hmm.
do, it's real. And there's just so many small little micro things about relationships that you're like, whoa. Yeah. And that makes me feel like anyone that's still in their first relationship,
mm-hmm.
I think that's crazy.
I also think it's crazy to be like, I'm with my high school sweetheart. We've only been with each other. We know nothing else.
Yeah.
But then like, honestly, more power to you if you made it work this
it
long
works.
And you're actually happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was dating a dude who was not a comedian, and I would be like, how's your day? And I would tell him about my day, and he'd be like, well, not as interesting as yours. And I was like, oh.
Let's not do that.
Well, that makes me feel shitty to tell you anything.
Yeah.
And I asked, so I'm interested. Even if you like literally sat and stared at a TV, tell me what you watched and tell me what you laughed at.
Yeah.
You know, tell me when you went to the kitchen and made a sandwich. I
Share.
Like you.
Yeah.
So like anything you do is interesting to me.
And they make you feel bad for being
busy.
Dynamic.
Or, yeah.
You know what? I think it's actually like, it's weird to say the thing of like intimidating people because
mm-hmm.
that's, I think a lot of people who are like stage performers or people who are artists, like, I don't know if you find this, but I get sometimes slapped with this thing of like, well, you don't know this, but you're very intimidating. And it's like,
yeah.
That's not really my problem.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, whenever you ask someone to diminish themselves in any way,
mm-hmm.
that's actually an issue with you.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because then it's also like, then you don't need to be with a person who's a performer or a bigger personality if you need them to be less than.
Yeah.
Then that's like, you need to go find somebody who's less than.
What do you think would be the number one most important thing for you in a relationship?
I think now that haven't been thirsty and searching on the apps and I've had time to think and I've talked about it so much in therapy,
yeah.
I think it's someone who's really secure with who they are.
Yeah.
Someone who likes stupid things, doing dumb things,
mm-hmm.
who's like down for an adventure, who's like funny, but doesn't have to be the funniest person in the room.
Right.
Who can like do a bit, but doesn't have to have the last word in a bit to be like, I ended the funny.
Yeah.
And then like attractive to me, which doesn't mean attractive to anybody else.
Yeah. It's with the sense of humor thing, it's like they don't have to be funny, but they have to get it.
Yes. Like,
you know what
if
I mean?
I say something weird, like, you can't just look at me and be like, ew, that was weird. Like, I dated one person who would do that a lot. She'd be like, oh, okay, that was okay. And I'm like, oh, you hate my sense of humor.
Ugh.
Like, you, okay.
There's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, and I had her on the podcast, and we talked about why our relationship didn't work. And she felt like I would put things before her or like forget about our dates that we had set up and that I was disrespecting her time. And I was like, I'm also juggling a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I don't want to like, I guess it's making an excuse, but it's like also explaining that like I'm juggling a lot of things. I have ADD and I apologize if I couldn't, you know, give you 100% because I can't. I can't give any one person 100%.
Yeah, that was an argument that we had the day we decided to end our relationship. He was like, oh man, he was like, you know, I wake up in the morning and I think about like, I do, our relationship is like number one on my list. And I kind of was like, I don't know if I'm in the place where that could be true.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think about my career first. And if that means I think about myself first, then I guess I still have some room to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like, he's a wonderful guy. In fact, like one of the hard things about breaking up with him was he's so objectively a wonderful person. And mm-hmm. in our community, he's like just known as this wonderful, wonderful guy. But he said to me, and this like really hurt me at the time, he was like, well, I think you're going to be really lonely. And I was like, and I remember that like really like broke me mm-hmm. in half because I really believed that it was true. I was like, you know what? He might have a point. Like if I'm going to be doing this and going to be actively trying to mm-hmm. pursue a comedy career, a writing career, an acting career, et cetera, I might be lonely. You hear that all the time. It's like mm-hmm. a tale as old as time. It's like the narrative.
Yeah, it's like Liz Lemon's whole deal on 30 Rock. Can you have a career and have it all?
Right.
And I feel like in her case, it was no, I think.
It but ended up being like kinda?
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But then Tina Fey is married to a man that she works with.
Yeah.
And has kids, and she does have it all.
Yeah.
So it is possible, and it feels crazy. So like in, I ended a relationship with somebody, and, I guess it was a relationship, but, I like kept reaching out because I was like, I don't want it to end.
I know.
And then I was like telling my therapist about it. And she was like, well, what did you say? And I was like, well, I said to him, if you want me to stop reaching out, just like let me know. And he was like, no, I don't. And then I was like, I don't get that. And she was like, well, I don't know. Maybe it just didn't work out for, you know, whatever reasons. But like, I think you keep reaching out because you have a narrative that men don't like you and men relationships with them don't work
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to have him fulfill that narrative by being like, leave me alone. I never liked you. And that's just not true. It just, your relationship just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mary.
Yeah.
And she's said it before.
She knows.
But there wasn't like an action that I had done to like make her have that as a response. It's just been something we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy shit. I'm literally asking this man, should I just like leave you alone? Because I wanted him to hurt my feelings so then I could go, there it is, yeah, baby.
You wanted to be right.
Yeah. And it's like we ended pretty amicably. Did I say that word right?
Amicably.
Amicably. So, and there was like no hard feelings. It just like sucks and my feelings were hurt.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about date. Like it. You get excited about going out with someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out with them once, it's fun.
Uh-huh.
You go with them twice, and even on the second or third date, that's when it becomes pretty clear, like, is this going to be a thing for a uh-huh. few weeks or a few months,
mm-hmm.
or is it going to end right now? And oftentimes, you feel differently than the other person, so
yes.
someone's feelings are getting hurt. When you are dating,
uh-huh.
someone's feelings are getting hurt, and that's flat out.
Yeah.
Eventually, someone's hurting, and it's like, inside my head now, especially after the breakdown of a relationship I put a lot of emotional energy into, I'm of two minds about it. It's like, A, do I want to opt into being hurt because it will happen?
Yes.
But then B, why not? Because you do grow as a result of that.
Yeah.
And therefore I do think you do B. Because I will say this, I am a better person than I was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a more sensitive person. I'm a better listener. I think I know myself like, sexually better.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's another big thing. Like I had never
Wait,
had.
Before we go on, we have to take a break.
Oh, and find out what I'm going to say about sex.
Hey Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. So you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're back with a cliffhanger. What did you learn about the Seahawks?
Well, here's what I think. Like, especially, like, in the LGBT community, it's like, you're so anxious about finally being able to have sex. Like, I don't know. I kind of was coming at age of it. I came out when I was 19. So I had never had steady sex with anyone ever.
Okay.
Until I was in a relationship when I was 25, 26. Mm-hmm. And I got so panicked about the fact that I didn't, quote unquote, know myself sexually, that it was only then that I said to my boyfriend, I think we should be open. I think I need to get on Grindr and, like, have more sex. Uh-huh. And he was like, I don't want to do this, but like, because you do, I'll make that sacrifice. And so we made that he made that sacrifice, and I was on there, and then Grindr was like, kooky.
A nightmare.
And the thing that happened to me was, like, the first four experiences were, like, really good, and I'm like, Grindr is a wonderful place. And then, like, I had one weird thing. Where it was like, the guy, and this is fine, if this is your kink, this is your kink.
Okay.
But he wanted me to go into the room, and he was blindfolded in a jock strap with his hands tied behind his back. And he wanted me to, like, go up, and he wanted to, like, suck my dick. And then, like, the blindfold came off. It got a little weird. And I was like, see, I don't know if I can keep putting myself in situations where it's, like, this sexually vulnerable. And then, lo and behold, I did get my first STI. So it was like,
Thank you for using the rebranded name for them. They're
sexually
no longer transmitted STDs.
Infection.
Trying to get away from the stigma that it's a disease.
Right.
It's an STI. Which one did you have?
I got syphilis.
Yes, baby, the syphilis.
The syph, and that's the only one I've had, and she was a monster. She gave you the sore hell.
And she then did close the relationship back
we
after
did,
that?
We did. After that, I was like, okay, I was like, this is not worth it. But then you just kind of find out, like, oh, we weren't sexually happy in the first place, so that's a major reason why this shouldn't continue. But I feel like, you know, as a result of that relationship, I finally was like, okay, well, that's going to be an important part of my next one. You know, sex can't be last on the list.
No, I think
that's
sex
why
is
you're with them.
Pretty important. Unless you're like a asexual person with another asexual person where you don't need sex and you just want companionship. But like, I'm a pretty sexual person. I like sex. I know what I like. I know what I want. I've only slept with like one person consistently.
Same.
Actually two people consistently. And with the second one, I slept with him on our first date because, you know, I didn't know if I was ever going to see him again. And I was like, let me get mine. And I was very open, told him exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
I was like, fist me.
Oh my
gosh. And I was like, choke me and fist me on our first fucking date.
Wow.
And he did it. It was great. And then on our second date, I like got a little shy because I was like, oh, you were so like open and like you're gonna see him again and you like actually might like him.
Yeah.
But at that point I didn't know. And then the third and fourth date I was like, oh, he was like, let's do other positions. And I was like, other ones?
You mean something for you?
Something
I don't understand.
Other than doggy style? Because like I had never really the person I slept with consistently was on and off for 3 years. So like I had my one position, doggy style. I love it.
Yeah.
And then I just never thought of doing anything else because I was like, this works. And I never have repeat customers.
I know.
Like, I never learned how to do anything else. And then I was talking to, there was one time where he was like, lift your legs up. And I was like, where?
Where are they supposed
I was
to go?
Fighting with him. And he was like, never mind, turn over. And I was like, okay. And I was telling Sashir about it. And she was like, yeah, you lift your legs up in missionary. And I was like, what, really? She's like, have you never watched a porn? And I was like, oh, I just thought it was what they did. She was like, what they did? Sex is sex, Nicole. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It's wild though. Like, I remember I didn't have full out sex for such a long time, and then mm-hmm. I started doing it, and I was like, I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. It's like when you was like seeing yourself ride a bike from the outside. Uh-huh. It's like, wow, I'm fucking. And then you're just like, it's a good feeling, but it's also not what you think it's going to be, especially when you watch porn and you're like, uh-huh. oh, it should be like that, right? Like, I just learned for the first time that squirting for women is not an orgasm.
Isn't it?
Well, I don't know, because my girlfriends that I was just with, they're like, squirting is mostly just like a buildup of fluid, and it's mostly urine, actually.
Oh.
And it's not really an orgasm. But from when I watch porn, the yeah. way these women act when they squirt, it's as if it's the greatest pleasure known to man.
Porn is a lie to us all.
And that fucks us up.
Uh-huh.
Big time.
I have squirted a couple of times.
And it's always coming?
But it was when, yeah.
Oh, that, did it or feel unbelievable?
Or maybe it happened and then I came? I don't really remember
I'm very jealous of female orgasms.
The circle of events. I cannot remember.
Yeah.
But it's only happened like a couple of times where I'm like really having the time of my life.
And are you, is it a freaking like unbelievable experience?
No, I didn't realize it happened.
Oh.
You just like kind of get up and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've left your sheets a mess.
Soiled. Have you ever?
I've left a bit of me with you.
Have you done anal?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
I don't love it. But also
it's a journey for me too.
So you top?
Well, I would like to, here's the thing.
Okay.
I've called myself a top for the last several years, mm-hmm. but the thing is, I think I'm just like scared of bottoming, but I recently bottomed with a guy who uh-huh. was so fucking, he was such a good top.
Uh-huh.
That I was like, oh, never mind. I just need to be with someone
bottom.
Who knows what the fuck they're doing. And now I think I might be like, either verse or like maybe even fully a bottom, actually, which is breaking news of my life right now.
Love it.
It's on the front page of the paper. That's my life.
I'm a bottom. I'm very much a power bottom. Like,
I want
you to ride me like a horse.
There you go.
That's what I want. I just want, ugh. Ugh.
Yeah, honestly, the porn I've been watching lately, I'm like, oh, I think I really deeply want someone to fuck the shit out
mm-hmm.
of me. Like, I'm really into, like, daddy porn right now.
Oh.
Like, I love, like, an older guy just, like,
okay.
I love, like, a piano teacher huh. narrative. Like, I
those
came over to...
Those chords were good. Yeah. Pull your cock out.
Like, I don't know. I'm really into, like, this older guy stuff. And this guy that I fucked is a little bit older than me and knows what the fuck he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just having the time of my life. And I was like, I told him afterwards, I was like, I think you're like the fourth guy I've let fuck me in my life. And he was like, that's hot.
Ha! That's hot.
And I was
get
like,
get back to piano.
It was. Now back to the piano. Do re mi, bitch.
I love it. Actually, I don't know if I've ever done it. I never masturbate to porn.
Mm.
I will watch porn, remember it in my brain, and yeah. use it. But usually I use sexual encounters in my brain and, like, remember those.
Right.
But last night I was like, I'm going to masturbate to some porn.
Yep. How'd it go?
And then I came before they came, and I was like,
I hate that.
Well, I was like, well, now what? Do I just finish watching this?
I know, because then you watch it, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Sex is gross and it's weird that we do it.
Yeah, sex is kind of weird.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's so, okay, I made a video with a partner and...
I love that.
And I was like watching it and I was like, oh, this is like pretty hot until I queefed. And I was like, oh no.
I farted during sex the
last
time too.
How do you keep fucking me after my pussy queefed?
But that's when you realize they don't care.
No, they don't fucking care. And it just means he was fucking pounding the shit out of me.
Right.
A little bit of air got in there.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was getting fingered and like a little like air came out. So there
yes.
was a fart noise.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, is that my fault? And I'm like, no, you know what? He's not bothered by it.
No.
I'm not going to be bothered by it because at the end of the day, who fucking cares?
Who cares? I had a realization once. I have a love-hate relationship with my breasts. I don't love them. They're not a great shape. They don't look like perfect titties.
They're not what you want them to be?
Yes.
Okay.
They're not what I see. Like, as a fat lady, like, most fat women have, like, fucking huge honkers. And I have very minimal honkers.
I see.
And I was like, I don't really like showing my boobies. But, like, I've never had sex with someone where they looked at my boobs and went, yuck, yuck. I hate these titties.
They don't care. If someone's into you, they're into you. Nobody fucking
cares. They like your body. It's great.
Yes. And that's something I've had to like really tell myself is it's like whenever a guy has like approached me and I've been in a bad like self-image state, I'm just like, oh, but I'll take my clothes off and like they won't, they'll be like, forget this. But then like this year kind of I've turned a corner on that and been like, no, actually, like if someone's saying that they're attracted to you, they want to fuck you and they'll enjoy it until you get weird. Like,
cause also I think we forget that like, even though we wear clothes, like you kind of know what someone will look like naked.
Sort of. Yeah. And most people like, you know, you've seen a human body, you've seen many of them. Yeah.
Like I've very rarely does someone take off their clothes and I'm like, what is that?
Excuse me?
What were you hiding under all this? You have 10 arms. Like, it's you'll be fine. Although, I did sleep with this one guy where I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not expecting his dick to be as big as it was.
Oh, that's and always he, like, a reveal.
Flopped it out, and I went, oh, boy.
Yep. I laugh at them when they're too big. I hooked up with a celeb once. And
did you? Who?
Are we going to do the honk, honk?
Mm-hmm.
Honk, honk.
Yes! Okay.
But he had a juicy one.
Did he?
And I was like, okay.
What a dream to know, because I've met him a couple times.
Hot
and
as fuck.
And he is so sexy.
Honestly, Nicole, I ended up ghosting him because I was so, like, out of my mind with panic when he said he wanted to see me in a comedy show. I just thought I was so unattractive on stage. I was like, I can't. And he was so hot. I had no idea why he was interested in me
Matthew
in the first place.
Matthew Christopher Blaze Rogers.
It's one of my biggest regrets. He was so nice too.
Is he dating someone right now?
Yes.
Ugh.
And also he has a type.
White?
Like white. Like the brows. Like kind of thin. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, okay, you got a type. But you know, it was one of those things where it was like, this was before he was well known at all. And he approached me at my restaurant job and I was a server. And what? I was like a lowly server.
What job? What where?
I worked in the financial district in New York. So I worked at this restaurant called Ulysses. And just the most beautiful man in the world, who I was not surprised to find out was like an actor of some kind or a model. Like, being interested in me, I was like, this is psychotic. I'm like a sketch comedian at the Pit at the time. Like,
it's so funny that we have these narratives that we're like beautiful people can't love us. We're fucking clowns.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like when someone makes an advance, that means something. They wouldn't just do that.
Yeah, I've never hit on someone that I was like, you're ugly.
Absolutely not.
No, it's like, I want to fuck you. That's why I'm hitting on you.
Exactly. And also it's like, now I just take it as like a flattering thing and I'm like, cool. And honestly, it was, I was also 23.
Mm-hmm. Like, how old are you now?
I just turned 29 a few days ago. Yeah. And I went to Disneyland for my birthday.
Oh, my God.
Are you not a Disney queen?
I can't do Disneyland.
Now, why?
Because it's a little too much outside. There's too many children.
There's a lot of kids.
You want me to wait an hour to get on a ride that lasts 2 minutes?
See, that's you're not using not the Fast Pass equal. Correctly,
I don't
Nicole
have a
Byer.
Fast Pass. What you the fuck is a Fast Pass?
You pay 15 extra dollars, and I know you have 15 extra bones lying
sure
around.
Sure don't. Got a mortgage.
And you just, okay, whatever. We'll talk later about
that. I know.
People.
But also, it's very interesting because in my stand-up, my act right now, I have a full 10 minutes on Disney. And last night I was doing it.
Oh my God, yes, I saw it. I was at Blair and Greta's show when you did it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It went over so much better at that show than it did the last show that I did last night. Where like 6.5 minutes in, I was like, this side is wondering, will she talk about Disney for the full time she's up here?
They answered, they should get over themselves. Yes. You had such a good bit about it.
Thank you. I think it's very funny.
It is. It's also you, so it's iconic for that reason.
But to be fair, I had a back injury from pole dancing.
Which I love for you. I also like...
I'm sick now. I'm a fucking mess.
Do you get like your sexual energy out during pole dancing?
No,
is
sure
it a sexy zone?
Nope. I mean, for some women, it is sexy.
Yeah.
I will say this. Some of these women clobber around. Like in these heels, they're like... dum, 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 dum. And then they like climb to the pole and they're like... Rah. And it's not sexy at all. My teacher, she's beautiful and sexy and like also motivational and like just really sweet and I love her. So some of these women I'm like, ooh, girls.
Yeah.
But also I'm very much into like the athleticism of it.
I see. It must be a good workout.
Oh, my whole body hurts every time. I haven't done it in a week, and I know when I go back, I'm gonna just be in so much pain. But the type of pole dancer I want to be is an athletic one.
Yes.
Where you like have to throw her money because you're like,
I'm impressed.
This is incredible.
Exactly, the feats.
Yes, and I have very limited time because my goal is by my birthday, August 29th, to be able to walk into a strip club, audition, and get a job where I dance one night a week. And then I decided that all the money that I make, I'm going to donate to a charity of my
yes.
choice, to like a women's shelter or something. And that will be my way of volunteering because I don't want to volunteer with a bunch of weirdos.
No. Also, like, you can be working out.
Yes. I can get my little workout
You get
in.
So much out of that.
You do. And I don't know if you've ever tried pole dancing to a 2-minute song, but about 40 seconds in, you're panting and you're like, I don't know if I could go on. This yeah. is very hard.
Do you,
it's so hard.
Do you feel really sore afterwards?
Super. Like,
yeah.
parts of your body that you didn't even realize could hurt. Mm-hmm. And I've got bruises all over my legs from it.
Ugh.
But I love it.
This is a change of topic, but I'm curious
Please.
About it. Do you send sexy photos? I've been getting really into it lately.
Really?
I have nudes on. I was just on my phone before and I was like, no. I was like, if were to take my phone and be like, let me see here, the first thing they'd stumble uh-huh. upon.
Well, I do not send sexy photos because I've publicly said what tattoos I have.
So if I send
like a picture of myself to someone and it gets like leaked or whatever, I would be like, yeah, that's definitely me.
You'd be fucked.
Talked about it on television.
Right.
So. But also, like, I don't really I post pictures of my body all the time.
Yes.
So, like, also, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't want someone else to have control over what people see.
It scares me, but I think part of that fear is also what makes it hot.
Mmm. And I also told you that I made a sex tape. So.
Yes, I know. Is that under lock and key?
It's on my phone, and I can truly just show you.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know if he still has it.
Oh, you both have it.
Yeah, I made him Dropbox it to me.
Is your face in it?
No.
Okay, yeah. That's
no,
like
he's hitting it from behind.
Rule. I see.
You just see that back in my head. But then I have a bunch of videos of me blowing him. Where you can see my face.
Oh,
But I will say this. I'm doing an excellent job.
Well, there you go.
So, like, if it got leaked, everyone would know that I'm really great at sucking dicks. So,
exactly.
Like, that I don't care about.
And also the fact that you're being open about it now is, like, I think takes the edge off were it to mm-hmm. hit the net.
Honestly, maybe I shouldn't talk about it because can someone get to McCloud? Can people access the cloud?
Well, that's how Jennifer Lawrence's shit got leaked.
Oh. Okay. Well, if you're listening to this and you're like, I really want to see it. Just come to one of my shows and ask to see it, and I'll just show it to you. And then it'll be like our private thing, and you don't have to like hack my cloud. How about that?
If you want to see my cloud, just ask.
Just ask to see my cloud. Hashtag don't hack my cloud.
I don't have any of my face in any of my pictures.
Smart.
But. You know,
do you have any markings that could distinguish
no,
you?
No, I have no tattoos and no nothing. Mm-hmm. I just have my myself.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
I think that's why I feel safe.
There you
Whenever
go.
Whenever these guys on Grindr are like fully showing their face and their whole body, I'm like, bitch, you can't just be doing this. You can't trust anyone. But people do it. They will just be running amok, showing their dick with their face in it.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole body.
It's wild what people will just send to people that they don't really know. But I mean, I guess if you're just like, if you're not in the public eye, then why not? Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a lot of accountants.
A lot of just accountants bending over, spreading their assholes in the mirror.
The hole pics are crazy.
I love a good hole pic.
Do you get sent hole pics?
Nobody has sent me a hole pic because straight men just send their dicks.
Yeah, of course.
And don't realize that there's a whole bunch of the body that I want to see.
Yeah, also
I always
straight men's assholes.
I always tickle a butthole. The first time I sleep with anybody, I always play with their butt just to
really?
See what the temperature is.
Right, where are they feeling?
And
where
I always ask, I'm like, does that feel good? And if they go, no, thank you, I go, huh, all right.
How much are you fucking?
How much am I fucking?
Yeah.
Right now, nothing.
Nothing. Oh, right, because you're taking a break.
It has been A couple months.
A couple months.
But last year I did pretty good.
Yeah.
Last year, at the end of the year, this bitch was cleaning it up.
Do you make a list?
Oh, I have a whole Word document where I go in detail about the date and the encounter and the dick size. Yep. I like rate them.
I have a, like a, in my notes, I have a whole list.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at it for 2018 and I was like, oh, that's long.
Ah, I like, love it.
It averaged, it was more than the months of the year. So we were.
Yes, bitch.
Which I get. And I kind of considered it like a dry year. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, never mind. We were being a hoe.
This year's been dry.
I love being a hoe.
I also like hoeing it up.
Yeah, I love being a hoe.
But then sometimes I'm also at a point where I'm like, ugh, the first time you have sex with someone is so annoying. Because people come quickly.
It's my favorite, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because discovering someone's body is, like, very hot to me. And oftentimes, I'll have an amazing time the first time. And then the second time, because I've already been there, it's worse. I don't know. There's something to me about, like, no matter who it is, if I the first time is always, like, love it.
I'm just right now, it's just, like, a lot of dudes coming too quick.
I have a friend who's having that problem.
Sometimes they'll like be able to get it back up and fuck me again. But for the most part, it's like older men who are like, well, that's it.
Oh, I went on a date with a guy that I went home with him and he was like, we actually can't do anything because I came this morning.
What?
I was like, you can't come
more than once in a day?
I don't understand. This morning? You're in your 20s.
It is now the evening. Maybe he gave up coming more than once for Lent.
I don't think that was it. He was like,
When is Lent?
I jacked off this morning. When is Lent? We should know this.
Is it Lent now?
It is.
Matt, what are you giving up for Lent?
Girl, what have I not done that I can say I'm giving up? I'm giving up. Apparently, I'm giving up going to the gym for Lent.
Hmm.
I haven't been to the gym.
I also haven't been to the gym in so long.
I need to go. I was doing so good earlier in the year. Why? What are you giving up for Lent?
I'm going to give up eating cold cheese. I also hate cold cheese, so like it doesn't matter.
That doesn't count then, Nicole Byer.
Let's see. What can I give up? Okay, I'm going to give up negative thoughts.
Yes. But how do you really do that?
Well, lately, it's like mindful thinking. My therapist said anytime you get into like a little dark hole, go, okay, it's all right to feel this way now, but like think about something positive in your life and then get the fuck out of your house.
Do you get jealous?
All the time. But then after I feel the jealousy, I go, great, you felt it. But like, did you audition for it? No.
It's mostly about that kind of stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Was it meant for you? You didn't book it. So no.
Yeah. Right.
So it's I feel very zen in my career right now, which is like new.
I think that we actually share like people that we're very close to getting the thing.
Yes.
And I think that is a moment when you really confront yourself.
Yes, I will tell you about that when, not on cam.
And I'll tell you about that not on mic.
Okay, so Matt, would you date me?
I would. I think we would have a really, really fun time. Mm. Even though I think ultimately, like, it would not, like, I think we could go on a date and maybe even 3 dates.
Yes.
And we would leave and we'd be like, this was fun.
Yes.
But I can say I'm 100% a Kinsey 6 gay. Like, I love men and have never thought about a woman sexually in my life.
Okay.
But I do think you are delightful and a powerhouse, and I would date the fuck out of you.
Thank you. I would date you, too. And
you would.
I think we would blow out people's eardrums. And I think
we're
when we would
lot.
Show up to parties, they'd be like, oh, my God. You know, I really like them separately. But, like, when they get together, it really feels like a natural disaster. And it feels like the aftermath is Trump throwing paper towels at people.
And that's their problem.
Yeah, bitch, clean it up.
That's their problem, I say.
Okay, so if you like this episode, oh, wait, what do you have to promote?
Oh, Las Culturistas is the podcast that I host with Bo and Yang.
Yes,
you know
on
him,
a
you
different
love him.
Network.
On a different network. Sorry, HeadGum.
Mm-hmm.
I also host What the Tuck, which you frequently guest on and have hosted in the past.
Yes.
With Mono. And also, Las Culturistas is on tour, and you can buy tour tickets to see us. We're in many different cities. I won't list them here. I'm too tired.
Okay. If you like this episode, you can subscribe on Apple. Fuck, I don't know. Just listen more. I don't fucking understand podcasts, but if you send me something nasty, I'll read it. So this person DM'd me on the gram and said, I'll sit on your face and start crying about my last relationship, and by the end of it, you'll have my nasty tears and snot all over your body.
Wow.
Someone just in my comments on Instagram, Obadiah37, said, can you handle 12 inches of dick? I'll eat you. All that ass.
Do you get nudes from your listeners?
I get a lot of dick pics.
You can send them to me too, at Matt Rogers, though.
Perfect. I don't want them.
I do.
If you've seen Four Dicks, you've seen them all. And if you want to hear the rest of that joke, come to a stand-up show.
Well, send me ass pics. I like those.
Okay, here's a nice email someone sent to me. I have an email address, baconcansave@gmail.com. If you feel the need to say words to me. Dear Ms. Byer, I'm pretty gay, but given the opportunity, I treat your vagina like a boardwalk carnival cutout. If you promised we could get a snow cone after, I wouldn't be adverse to sticking my face in it. Sticking your face in what? Don't know.
It.
Great.
Your smile.
Thank you so much for being here, Matt Rogers. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.